This week, Delta Airlines, the nation's third largest carrier, has to say yes or no to U.S. Airways. U.S. Airways is the nation's fifth largest airline, and it's been trying to take over Delta. If it succeeds, the merged carrier would be the world's largest by revenues. A big problem, Delta doesn't want to sell itself. Here to talk with us about the deal and what's going on in the U.S. airline industry is David Field. He's editor of Airline Business Magazine. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
Why does U.S. Airways want Delta so badly?
U.S. Airways and its chairman, a 44-year-old wunderkind named Doug Parker, deeply believe that the future of the airline industry is in mergers and consolidation. And in point of fact, the airline we call U.S. Airways is a merged airline. It's old America West and the old U.S. Airways. Doug Parker took the two together back in October of 2005 and has done a very good job of melding them together and creating a real moneymaker. And he's convinced, as many are, that the only way the U.S. airline industry survives is if we have fewer carriers, the industry as a whole becomes smaller and becomes more concentrated.
Even if Delta were to strike a deal with U.S. Airways, doesn't want to do that now, but you know, should they do that, would regulators approve it? They're not very big on mergers.
That's a tough question, and I think that given the Democratic Congress that we have right now and the general public attitude of suspicion of big business and suspicion of mergers after consumers have been burned or believe they've been burned by all the telecom mergers and so on, I think it would be very tough to get this particular merger past the regulators.
Still, this talk or this back and forth between U.S. Airways and Delta is part of a flurry of merger talks anyway going on right now. What is happening in the industry?
I think most people in the industry, most observers, believe that the industry should be smaller, that there are going to be mergers. You've got a smaller merger proposal, another hostile merger proposal, taking place among two very interesting low-cost carriers. AirTran is eagerly pursuing an airline called Midwest. They're famous for the baked onboard cookies and the leather seats and so on. AirTran is making a really aggressive hostile pursuit. It may well get through with this merger. I think that merger would face fewer antitrust problems. But, you know, you have to ask the question, why would you buy a company that doesn't want to be bought when you're in a service industry? Company that doesn't want to be bought, that has loyal employees that are fighting back, are they going to become loyal employees with a new merged carrier? Are they going to have the same kind of eagerness for the customer? And I think that's an open question.
What about us consumers? That's a big issue for a lot of people. Fare increases, airlines seem already to be packed.
It is packed. And it's going to get worse one way or the other. One of the goals of mergers is to increase occupancy. An airplane that's totally full, that has no empty seats, is the most efficient machine it can be. But I think one of the important things is to separate the issue of rising fares from mergers themselves. Fares are going to go up no matter what. And one of the major reasons for this is that airlines are still charging less than they were charging before 9/11. The rates that airlines were taking in were barely enough to make good profits. And airlines do need profits if we consumers want them to replace airplanes to pay people decently and so on.
Just finally, David, why would fares go up if oil prices have finally come down and by rather a lot?
They've come down by rather a lot, but from an obscene and extraordinary high. And I think that the future for us as passengers is going to be higher fares and no more empty seats.
David, thanks. I don't know if that's good news or not, but thank you for offering it.
My pleasure or not.
David Field is the editor of Airline Business Magazine.